Galway are taking the ball down the left-hand side. We've got under 30 to go. We've 25 to go. In comes the effort from Conroy. Conroy kicks it high and it goes out to the left and wide. The clock continues with 15 seconds to go. We wait to see if Donegal can get something. Will Mulroney get the kick away? With 10 seconds to go, it's going to end up all square here. Level pegging. The clock has been stopped by the official Barry Cassidy because there's two balls in the field. We've got 6 seconds to go. Is 6 seconds enough time for a score, Brendan?
Yeah, no, I don't think so now. I mean, unless it maybe was a foul up the pitch. If we can win this ball clean, there's
goes towards the middle. Up they go for it. The ball breaks and spills out to the left-hand side. There's the hooter. It's all over. And Pater Morgan has... As the hooter just blows the head off us, Brendan. We forgot about it at the end of the game. But listen, Pater Morgan rescuing a point here for Donegal today. It finished on a draw. We've had an entertaining game. It has the conditions have been very, very difficult. So they have for both sides playing in that today. But a share of the spoils, a fair enough result in the end.
Fair enough. I mean, you got to think, I suppose we played so much of that match between the Langan black card and the red card with 14 men, and still at times looked like we'd up Galway up at will. I think Murphy coming in really steady to sip in the second half, and even though Galway dominated and opened the exchanges, which was a bit surprising, particularly with Donegal the breeze. Once Donegal come back into it, it looked like they were just going to reel Galway in bit by bit, but Galway stood firm then, showed a bit of character. Desperate for the points, of course, Oisin. So, all in all, I think a share of the spoils is pretty fair, considering the amount of opportunities maybe Donegal had, the danger that they had, but certainly, as I say, playing a lot of the game with 14 men meant you'd have to say hats off to Donegal. Defensively, they look much more solid than Galway, and in the break, you know, with so many speed, so many dangerous players in attack, but brilliant to see Michael Murphy back and moving the way he is.
Yeah, and listen, the unbeaten record is intact here in Ballyshannon. That's now 14 games of a run that they've gone on without losing. They were all wins before that, but they've got this draw today, so they have. Will Galway be going back down the road thinking to themselves, we let this one go?
I think from a period when they were ahead in that second
they
half,
were six
they,
up at
they
the
were
start,
six
yeah.
up and you they looked at six up and you would think at times the difference was possession. If Galway had to get their hands on enough possession there, they wanted to run down the clock a wee bit and invite Donegal on them, because Donegal were sitting in their shell. It was all about possession. It was about the pressure Donegal was putting on kickouts. But when Donegal got it, they were breaking forward at will. Probably Galway will look to the few goal opportunities, Oisin, that they should have taken. They had two huge ones in that second half. If they had taken either of them, they definitely think would have won the match. Donegal survived that. So again, the Galway team is missing, I suppose, a lot of their regulars as well. Maybe in many ways now, you weren't beat. They're up to 4 points. You know, depending on how other results go today, away from home, I'd say all in all, Joyce will take the point.
Yeah, okay. Gary McDade has joined us here on our commentary position. Coach, of course, of Slough Neil. And I suppose, Gary, before we start on Donegal, big one for Derry today. What a finish. 131 to 14 points. You're now a coach in the Oakleaf County. 4 from 4 for Kieran Mina's side. That's a big one for them. Sorry, go ahead, Gary.
Because I was actually following it online as well, and they were getting beat in the first half, so they were, and then they just pulled it back before half time, like, to go two up. So there's obviously a breeze effect that's there. But come here, back to here, fellow Cherney Park. South Africa rugby team used to bring in the bomb squad. We were our bomb squad at half time, so we had, you know, the likes of Murphy, Morgan, Fimber Rorty. I just thought it was excellent, the introduction with the three of them. They had a huge impact in the game. Pater Morgan ended up with 3. The side of ball, Murphy got on Fimber Rorty, got a huge turnover in front of you here early in the second half that got us up the field as well. He just gave us momentum, so we did. And, you know, I think what's really pleasing from a Donegal perspective today is the amount of changes that we made, and we still came out undefeated. We're building real strength and depth, so we are here at the minute. You were asking Brendan Devaney there about the Galway feel they left it behind. Probably did, because I was saying to Brendan Kilcoyne there, they practically left or practically played a match, Galway, a half of football with 15v14. They played Sean Kelly, the wing back, as the plus one, but did not use him whatsoever to any strength. Like, Donegal were able to get out man v man. They should have put the plus one up and make it really hard on him. Then when he was sweeping, Donegal went around him. You know, it was the completely counter negative. So Donegal played it really well. He practically played half of football with 14 men, and they're never say die attitude. You know, from looking at Brendan Kilcoyne's scores there, we were seven down at one stage.
Yeah, so we were six, it was, yeah.
You know, yeah. Six or seven, sort of. Yeah. And to come back from that there and fight, and as I said, the bomb squad came in there, and yeah. Pater Bogan got that 2-pointer.
I see that Oisin McDonagh, Brendan, has got the man of the match. I'm just thinking here, it's in my head, this has been a really, really good test for Jim McGuinness's side, Brendan, today. So it is now. I know they've played well in the games and they've attested a certain way, and even the likes of Armad in certain patches last week, but from the group's point of view and the management point of view, they probably got a lot more out of this one today. It was a good overall, I suppose, an experience for them today, a good test.
Yeah, it was a bit of a battle. You'd have to say at times, you know, as Gary was saying there, having Murphy and Finbar Rorty to come in is absolutely massive. You know, say, playing the games with the majority of it with 14 men. So, listen, a lot of courage has come there. Maybe rode our luck a wee bit with goals. I thought when the game needed to be won, you had Murphy really stepped up. Jason McGee with them 2 points. He was a bit quieter than he was last week, and hit the couple of kick-outs he won out there. But Owen Band's ball-carrying capabilities, and someone like Owen Band now is perfect for the new rules. He's coming out from defence. You can't catch him. He's getting beyond his marker, and then the whole pitch is opening up. So I just felt Donegal looked so dangerous going forward at times in terms of opening up the space versus how Galway were dealing. So, I mean, it was admirable, Galway, the way they hung in that game. They certainly had to work a lot harder for the scores when they got in and around near the score and so on. So, yeah, listen, it was a battle for Donegal. Still unbeaten. I think Jim will be happy with what he's seen today. And certainly, the worry just is the couple of injuries we picked up, Oisin, and how serious they are, because, as I say, Shane O'Donnell and Kieran Moore were absolutely flying pre last week's game.
Yeah, and what did you make of Conor O'Donnell? Well, his first half performance, Gary, the goal was something else, so it was. Now, I know he must have a relatively simple one down here, that the conditions might have been a factor, and he wasn't really on the pace that he was in the first half, but that goal was stunning.
You know, I had a great view of it, and I kept looking. I think if a shame alone was to his left, but Conor never once looked. He just had the blinkers on like a racehorse and just went straight, and you could see him, and he actually put it on his weak foot, his right foot, and what a finish thunderbolt so he had. But I know from working with Conor in the under-20s, he has pace to burn. But you know what the really pleasing thing, Oisin, is from a Donegal point of view? Conor was probably struggling at a run of games back-to-back with injuries over the last couple of years. He's got a clean bill of health, he's able to stay in the field, he's turning out to be nearly our key man up front this year, and what an asset to have. And you mentioned there, and Bren mentioned about Murphy coming on in to work alongside him in the second half. I mean, we're just building. I think we're building a really strong squad here at the moment. Like, and obviously Galway are really strong as well. Like, I was just writing down Killian McDade, Shane Walsh, Damien Comer, John Daly, off the top of my head.
McDade.
Kieran
Malloy.
As well. Kieran Malloy. There's
John Fitzgerald.
Seven. Yeah. There's Thompson. Seven. Eight.
He'll be back. Though.
He'll be back for some. There's eight players that will play championship football. Not necessarily, sorry, but that makes their squad. I think Parry Joyce will leave here really happy today. Probably happy that the performance they got, but probably they should have probably got the 2 points. We're playing a half a football with an extra man in this day and age. Brendan, to get away a half a football with a plus one, and you did not get the 2 points. I mean, it says a lot about us in Donegal, but that'll be the big question mark, I suppose, for Parry Joyce. Like, why do we not get the one?
So Donegal scores today. Conor O'Donnell 1-2, Michael Langan 2 points, Jason McGee kicked over 2, Michael Murphy in the second half had 2, Gavin Mulroney, Jimmy Brennan also had 2 apiece. Mulroney's was a 2 point free. Pater Morgan with that 2-pointer right at the death to level it up. He got 3 today. Ryan McHugh and Finbar Rorty both chipped in with points as well. And I suppose, Gary, when we have you now, 2 more games to come, both away from home against Roscommon and Monaghan. I'll just check to see. Monaghan were actually beat today, so they were. They went to Kerry. I think they were beat. They better just confirm it. Yeah, 118-7. They lost out today. By the way, Mayo just beaten Armagh by a point, 217-22. That's 23 plays 22. So Armagh, of course, in real relegation trouble. And we're looking for Roscommon. Dublin 114, Roscommon 1-1 at the moment. But there must be there's a massive breeze. There were 113-0 score up, so there must be a big breeze down there. But listen, 2 games away from home and Donegal still on course for a league final.
You know what? I'm really looking forward to the Roscommon game. Roscommon's probably been the form team alongside Donegal in Division 1 at the minute. Some of their forward play is just beyond anything I've seen this year in Division 1. They're really, really exciting. And they haven't even got the Folsom Bridget contingent back in yet.
Yeah.
Wait till they get, I don't know how many of them they've blended in today. They probably will have more of them back next or in 2 weeks' time when we play them. That's gonna be the real game. I'm sure Jim's really looking for it. Going away as well, it's going to be a real test for the team. He's going to really enjoy that. Monaghan, unfortunately, look doomed, so they do at this stage. it's probably a good opportunity for Jim, that last league game. It's looking like now, Yoshi, we're going to be in a league final to actually run the bench and give players, squad players, to keep them happy, you know, going into the championship.
Yeah, okay, listen, Gary, many thanks for, for joining us. How's the coaching going in Derry?
Good, I'm enjoying it, you know, up there now, this last month, so we are. So league starts in the middle of April, so we have about a 6-week block now up to the league.
Okay, good stuff. Well, the best of luck with. Thanks for speaking.
Thank you, Yoshi.
Thank you.
Gary McDaid. So then we'll leave the final word to you, Brendan. The Donegal supporters, there was around, what, 8,000 or so, 8,000 the Monday day that bared the difficult conditions. Will they be going down the roads feeling a bit satisfied like we are that we got something out of the game? Because it didn't look like it early in the second half, so it didn't.
Yeah, it didn't, Oisin. So, yeah, good fight from Donegal. It was a good battle out there in tough conditions. And as Gary was saying, Galway never seemed to isolate us, never seemed to leave us 1-1. I think maybe the Mulhern late point was one time where someone was free coming in from the left side. It was the only point they can remember in all the time against 14 where we looked a wee bit exposed. So you'd have to say Donegal stuck to it, and I think certainly for Galway, they're still under a bit of pressure. See Pádraig Doyle being interviewed down here, they're up to 4 points now. They'll be looking over their shoulder, obviously with their Division 1 status, but for us, we can, you know, look ahead to the last couple of games, and really it's looking like now it should be hard to avoid a league final.
Yeah, okay. Listen, Brendan, my thanks for talking to us and your contribution today on commentary. Listen, what we'll do is we're going to wait here and get some reaction from the Donegal camp. Hopefully we'll be able to bring it to you live on Sunday Sport, because Colin McFadden is to come up to me here in the commentary position. We'll hopefully get a word with the Donegal assistant manager shortly. Jim McGuinness will be heading this way too. So what we'll do is head back to the studio in Letterkenny, and you can join us for reaction very soon. It's all over at Father Cheney Park in Ballyshannon. Donegal's winning record is still intact here in the South Donegal venue, but it took a stunning two-pointer from Pádraig Mógán close to the end to force the draw. It finished Donegal 1-17, Galway 20 points.